Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Good morning, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So, anybody who flies regularly has experienced the frustration of flight delays.
Absolutely.
We all
not
experience this as on a one-to-one or business or holiday. I especially feel it because I'm constantly flying in comedians from Cape Town and Joburg for the never-ending comedy train. I have 10 to 12 acts on the lineup.
Oh, so, yeah, logistically, yeah, horrendous.
Yeah, so I fly them in on the day and then they land and then we do the gig. But I end up running the risk of, if the flight's delayed, I lose my act.
They can't get the train.
I still have to pay them and they can't get on the train.
No. So it's horrendous. That's exactly it. It can be devastating. People miss meetings, important meetings, weddings, funerals, that's a biggie, concerts, whatever. It just is a real inconvenience and quite traumatic depending on what you've missed. And too often passengers are told too little, too late, what caused the delay, that operational reasons thing really, really annoys me. And even less are they told about compensation that they're entitled to from each airline and how they can go about claiming it. So, in the spirit of knowledge is power, here is Consumer Watch's guide to flight delays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so first of all, did you know, Darren, that the Airports Company of South Africa, AXA, publishes every month what the industry calls on-time performance or OTP statistics for Joburg's OR Tambo International, Durban's King Shaka, and Cape Town International.
I
didn't know until recently either, I must admit. Huh. But there they are, every month and year to date. It's the main way that an airline's airport operational efficiency is measured. So the airport authorities do it by comparing the airline's scheduled departure time with its actual off-block time. That's when the airline actually pushes, or the aircraft rather, pushes back or starts to move, not the time that the plane actually becomes airborne, because the airline doesn't have much control over that. And interestingly, they allow them a 15-minute deviation from the scheduled time. So if it's up to 15 minutes deviation between the published time and the time they push back, it's still counted as on time.
Okay.
So there's a bit of a slack for them.
Oh, that's nice.
Each airline's OTPs from those three major airports are then averaged, and they produce, that's how they come up with their monthly and their annual or year-to-date OTP percentage, right? I'll put a link to all of that on the blog. But let's look at the King Shaka stats for last month, seeing as we're Durban-based.
Mm-hmm.
The OTP target for that airport, our airport, is 91%, incidentally higher than both ORT and Cape Town International.
Hang on, let's just like round that off. Almost 100%.
91%. So that's, they King Shaka says they want their airlines to be, to achieve an OTP of 91%.
Okay,
that's allowing
what they're looking
for that 15-minute deviation,
okay,
and whatever. Okay. The only airline that exceeded that in Durban last month was Fly Safair. They scored a 94.8%. I suspect you've got a Fly Safair story coming.
No. It's just that, whatever makes up that 6.2% was my flight.
Okay, right. We could get to that. Airlink was next at 90.4%. Then Mango, 84.5%. SAA, 83.3%. British Airways at 76.5%.
Really?
And finally, bringing up the rear, Kalula at 67.6%.
Oh,
so they only got that target, 67.6% of their flights out of King Shaka. Okay.
Sheesh.
It's a similar story at Joburg's ORT and Cape Town International. Fly Safair had the best on-time performance, both for the month of September and year to date, and Kalula the worst.
Okay. Because of the consistency.
Quite revealing.
There.
Yeah.
So I don't suppose Kalula's very pleased about this. What do they have to say?
Well, no, but they did give me an explanation when I asked them, and it read like this, slightly edited by me. Flight delays are a result of problems with scheduling of maintenance and availability of parts at SAA Technical, which maintains the aircraft of Comair's two airline brands, Kalula.com and British Airways. These problems affect all airlines serviced by SAA Technical. We are actively working with our internal and our external stakeholders to address the underlying causes and return our on-time performance to the international industry accepted level that our customers are used to. Our customer relations team is implementing plans to further improve communications to customers when delays occur, because that's a big problem. To have a flight delay and then not be told about it properly is just a double whammy, as we've all experienced at some time. Whoever was responsible for Kalula's Twitter responses at the weekend was a bit more real. To the person who tweeted, "Second flight delay in 2 days, sorry Kalula, but it's not good enough," at Kalula tweeted, "We know this is not ideal and we implore you to bear with us. We will certainly bounce back to our old glory with a lot of hard work, sound business acumen. We are certain things will turn around." around.
Did you think that was a bad
return? No, I thought that was a welcome, refreshing change from we apologize for the inconvenience which companies tend to go for.
Please
with a
keep
knee
us
jerk.
Updated.
And so that struck me as very real. Hmm. So I also asked the airlines how long a flight delay has to be before their compensation policies kick in. They're all different. And how they tell their passengers about it, whether they do, and how passengers can go about claiming that compensation. Mm-hmm. Their responses couldn't have been more different.
Really? How different?
Mm. Well, I'll tell you in a bit.
Oh, part two.
Consumer Watch up. With Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
So, Wendy, we know, thanks to ACSA's Airports Company South Africa's stats, that South Africa's domestic airlines don't meet the three big airports' on-time performance targets, with the exception of FlySafair. So, how do these airlines make it up to us?
Okay, so I asked them just that. Firstly, how long a flight delay has to be before their compensation policies kick in. And secondly, how they tell their passengers about it. There's no point having compensation if your passengers don't know about it. So here's what they said. Comair gave me a response to cover both Kulula and British Airways. Mm-hmm. And it was a little bit cagey. Here goes. For competitive reasons, the exact amounts of the financial compensation provided is not generally disclosed. If we are aware of the delay in advance, then all interline and code share customers, it depends how you book, are contacted proactively and advised of the delay so that alternative arrangements can be explored. For all other customers, SMS and email triggered notifications are distributed after 30 minutes of a delay. If they're at the airport, they will be informed that they need to proceed to the ticket sales desk for alternative options.
No, well, never seen that. I've been sitting waiting for an hour and a half, and with this now no noise policy,
it makes it much more difficult,
which I'm fine with. I like the no noise policy, but
Let's just say that doesn't, I think with all of them, it doesn't always happen in every case, but this is what they say that their policy is. Mango says, we proactively offer compensation to guests who've experienced a delay of 2 hours or more. Our voucher started R250 for a 2 to 3 hour delay, going up to R500 for a delay of 5 hours or more.
Holy.
Guests at check-in counters, ticket sales offices, and boarding gates are offered meal vouchers for delays over 2 hours. I have witnessed that happening. Via SMS, we tell our guests to contact us about compensation vouchers. When they do, we email them a voucher redeemable as a discount on a Mango flight.
And so I've just had on that the flight.
On your next flight that you book, not in your head. So I've just, that happened to me very recently. Okay. And so I've made a note, next time I book, you've got to do it just before you book, because it's only valid for a short time. So I think, you know, the chance of someone actually forgetting are quite big.
Good.
But anyway, yeah. From FlySafair came a very detailed response, which I've had to edit down. After a delay, we issued bottled water to ensure that passengers are hydrated, which is the only one that said that. And we speak to them about their journey. If the delay is 2 hours or more, we offer R80 food vouchers for airport restaurants. So that was a bit less than Mango. Mm. If the delay is 4 or more hours, we offer customers the option to either wait, get a full refund, or make a change to another of our flights at absolutely no charge, no penalty, and no fare differences. These changes can be done at the airport or through our contact center, email, WhatsApp, whatever is the customer's choice. We communicate with passengers at the gates and via SMS, usually every 20 minutes until we have a new confirmed time of departure. And we also use the travel update section of our website. And this is the interesting part for me about communication. They update even if there's no new news, just so people aren't left wondering what's going on with their flight.
That's nice. But I mean, it still doesn't help me. If I'm catching a connecting flight and I'm going to Joburg and from there to London, and I've missed my Joburg flight now because I've been waiting for you for 4 hours.
Now you're gonna
do you
your
get
connecting.
Me a new flight to London?
No, they don't. They'll just refund you. So that's because they don't. It's much easier if you're on an airline that can you book through all the way. So it's SAA, for example, or British Airways. It's much easier to get meaningful compensation if you've booked right through in the same airline. But you know, obviously, FlySafair is not going to take responsibility for your ongoing international flight. So that's an interesting one. The least impressive response came from South African Airways. They didn't want to tell me very much at all. So let's take a listen. We offer customers assistance depending on the time of the delay. Each case is looked at on the basis of its circumstances, and a decision is made on how best we can assist the customers. Under circumstances where it's clear to us that there will be an operational disruption in the form of a flight delay or cancellation, we make use of information that is available to us during booking or which is ordinarily part of the customer profile, especially for frequent travelers.
Sheesh.
So there you are. Basically, they're saying, well, SMS or email you, but it's not telling me what the compensation is or how people go about getting it. So, yes, very revealing on the part of all those airlines how they chose to answer that. Bottom line, I would say, find out what those policies are so that you know where you stand with each airline if your flight is delayed. And before you make a booking, you might want to do yourself a favor and check out those on-time performance stats on AXA's website. I will put that link up, as I said, but if you just Google AXA and OTP, there it comes. Very easy.
It's interesting because when we're booking a flight, you try to get it ahead of the time and you also try to go for the cheapest flight.
Yes.
But if you keep in mind, okay, I'll go for the cheapest flight and the one I don't want to wait an hour or two at the airport with, that might be, you might want to put a premium on how long you wait at an airport.
Absolutely, depending on what you're going for. If you have plenty of time to spare, then the cheapest is great. If not, then really a good idea to check out those stats and decide, you know, that plus fare, which one you want to go with.
Oh, thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Derek.
If you would like to get a hold of Wendy and contact her directly, the best place is through her Facebook. There is an email option link on her Facebook. It's Wendy Canola Consumer. Just for spelling purposes. Wendy Canola Consumer.
K silent.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Derek.
Darren Ball, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.